Hi, this is Billy West. Or Stimson J. Cat. Or Lynn Hort. Shut up, you fool!
And I'm Dr. Zoidberg, and I'm saying hello with Professor Hubert Farnsworth and your old Captain Zap Brannigan. You're listening to Two Broke Geeks.
Joy!
Come on, vengeance. Let's get into some trouble.
Music. Okay, so that's my turn. Which one of you dumb sister fucking tiki torch carrying sloth from the Goonies looking pieces of shit wants to go next?
For those of you waiting for the connecting flight to South Park, Colorado, my colleagues and I have just been informed that due to the severity of the COVID variant in that town, there may be a delay of another 40 to 50 years.
Yeah, you live in a place now where they don't allow porn.
It's so stupid.
It's, yeah, that's really terrible. Like, come on, for real. Wait, we're recording. We probably shouldn't be talking about porn any. Oh, no, wait. Oh, God, it's Two Broke Geeks. I'm Matt.
I'm Justin, a very sad Justin.
It's like you live in a third world country. Oh, wait, you live in Texas. I'm stating the obvious.
It's just such a bizarre stance that, like, the government here decided we're going to sue Pornhub and all these sites because kids are getting into their sites and there's no age restriction on them. So we'll shut and then Pornhub's response is, oh, I guess no one can have it then.
Yeah, you know what else there was no restriction on? The shed outside my best friend's house when I was in fifth grade that his dad kept huge stacks of porn magazines and VHS tapes in.
I know. Kids are getting coddled these days.
Oh, man. So, whatever. Oh, man, we haven't done this in a bit. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about first.
Well, we talk about the obvious thing, which is the porn.
Yeah, that was the most important thing. So we got that out of the way.
Did you see, you've probably seen it, and it's just, I thought it was the funniest thing. I saw it, they posted today, but I guess, and we kind of knew this was going to be the case, I guess. But now they've named the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey Pooverse.
Yes.
Pooniverse. Which
terrible.
First of all, terrible name. The Pooniverse. Yeah.
Hang on, I have to bring up everything on my phone. My friggin' mouse isn't working, so I can't look at stuff on my computer. I have to look on my phone.
Yeah. So yeah, the Twisted Childhood Universe, which involves two Winnie the Pooh movies,
yes.
Bambi the Reckoning, yep. Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare, and Pinocchio Unstrung.
Ugh. It's just terrible.
It's awful.
It's all, like, bad.
Like, I gave the first film a chance because I was like, you know what? This is stupid, but maybe it's fun stupid, and I'll like it for its sheer stupidity. And I'm like, no, that was just stupid.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened is, well, and it's like I said, like, we're kind of living through the point in stuff becoming public domain where, like, nobody's had time to think of anything good yet.
And yeah.
Like, I don't know. So there's that. A better team up that just got announced is WB / DC is going to be working on a Titans movie or a Titans movie, which, I mean, no word on what the lineup is, but I would assume it would be the heavy hitters like Nightwing, Beast Boy, Raven.
Yeah, I figured it'd probably be the same, like, the usual. If Cyborg doesn't say booyah, it's a missed opportunity.
It's got to be a better Cyborg than the one they had in the Justice League movie.
Very true.
Although the one on Doom Patrol was pretty good. I know they were limited in their budget, so his makeup and stuff wasn't great, but he was...
Yeah, he was all right.
Yeah. So, something to look forward to there, if it ever... I'm tired of stuff getting... I don't know about you. I'm tired of stuff getting announced, like, before there's a script and before there's a cast and before, like, get some of the stuff together before you announce it.
No, it's the age. It's the new age now. Like, it's what it's Marvel and DC and Disney kind of set that whole thing up, being like, have a whole bunch of projects, and then people get either excited or question it, and then they go, "Well, okay, we kind of lied about that, and we're not going to do this shit."
I know, and that's what I'm tired of. It's like, make stuff when you're like, tell us something is happening when you have work happening on it. Like,
yeah,
the new Superman movie. I know they announced that like before everything, but now they're working on it, and now I can be like maybe excited and look forward to. Although I have a lot of problems with what might be happening with that movie in terms of like who's in it and everything like that. But
well, we've talked about it before. It's like, it's not really a Superman movie. It's like Superman and Friends.
Yeah, and you know, as much as I want to take, I almost said Joss Whedon, but that's not right.
James Gordon. What the fuck?
I know. I can't. Oh God. As much as I want to take James Gunn at his word when he says I've never used a movie to set up another movie, it's like, dude, you've got a Green Lantern in this. You have the only two villains we know about. One is Lex Luthor, and the other one is somebody from the Authority, and there's an Authority movie coming out.
Yeah.
Like, you have, it's just, I'm a little bit tired of Connected Universe too. That's the other thing. I'm a little like, I feel like they should have just made a Superman movie and see if it did okay. Like,
I actually like the idea that if it was a standalone movie, when they announced that Metamorpho was in this, I'm like, you know what? That's a good, like, he was a partial villain for a while. Sure. That's a good, like, beginner villain to get people back into Superman and, mm-hmm. like, get, understand what he's about. And then you can turn Metamorpho. But then it's just like, okay, there's more. Okay, the Mr. Terrific's in this for some reason.
Hawk Girl.
It's just, there's too many. It's all because the Marvel DC machine is like, you can't have a movie by itself anymore.
Yeah. And so I don't know. Like, I know they're going to work on Peacemaker season 2, and somehow that will also be connected, even though it's also connected to the old stuff.
But the first season's not canon.
It's like, you could have just made Peacemaker season 2 and not said anything about it either.
Yeah.
Way. You could have just made Peacemaker.
Yeah. Like, you already, I mean, it's because of that one hint at the end of, spoiler for anyone who hasn't watched Peacemaker, it's all because of that end bit where you have the outlaw, like the Justice League show up, and it's just their outlines, but it's because of that. Well, it's like, well, now it's no longer canon.
Well, except for Jason Momoa and Ezra Miller.
Oh yeah.
So they actually appear in it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, we'll see. We'll see. I still want to see it, and I still hope it's good. I'm just really nervous about it because I don't want it to come out and not be good, or people not like it, and then have everybody go, "Well, why do I want to go see the next thing that comes out?"
Yeah. So. I just saw this thing from Disney that I guess tomorrow we're getting a trailer for Star Wars The Acolyte.
Ooh. That could be interesting.
Something to look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one about the Sith character, right?
Yeah. And I like the poster because it's a lightsaber, but there's like a blood stain that's like the blade.
Oh.
Yeah. It looks like it might be. I'm gonna hold judgment till I see the actual trailer, but if that is anything to go on, I'm down.
Mostly Star Wars TV has been good. Like, I've
mostly liked, yeah.
Well, yeah, mostly. It's not all been great, but it's not like Marvel TV, where Marvel TV has been mostly kind of crappy.
Yes.
You know, at least Disney, at least Star Wars TV has been mostly good, except for like Boba Fett and I don't know. Maybe it was just Boba Fett.
I think it's just Boba Fett, because other than that, all we really have. Oh, I was okay with Andor. Like, I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
But it felt unnecessary.
Lots of people did like Andor, though. So.
Yeah. Come at me, guys. I thought it was okay.
Yeah. All right. The Acolyte. Good, good. It looks like for this year, it's going to be a lot of like TV in terms of properties, because this year we're still going to get the Penguin. And the Batman 2 just got delayed till 2026. It got delayed a whole year. People were like, oh no, that's not good. It's like, actually, unfortunately, it makes sense, because you know what they didn't do last year at all? Work on the script.
Yeah.
There was a writer's strike going on, and also there was an actor's strike going on. So you know what else didn't happen last year? Nothing that was supposed to get made got worked on time. So you know what there is not a lot of this year? Studio space.
Yep.
So even if Matt Reeves and his writing partner got the script done, there might not even be studio space available for them to start production to make a deadline for next year, because stuff from last year is still taking up studio space.
Yeah, so everyone's just kind of chilling and be like, well, maybe we go and revisit these things and make them better, hopefully.
Well, yeah, they finished the script and now they can give it another pass. They can change things if they want. Like, I don't know. I'm not too worried. I'm bummed about it, but I'm not worried about it. I don't think it means the movie's going to like suck or anything like that.
They have enough time to put Clayface in it.
Oh, man, I've heard so much about like rumors and stuff about this movie, and I'm just like, come on, I don't want to hear.
That's all it is these days when it comes to superhero movies. It's nothing but speculation, rumors. Like, there's a page I'm gonna probably start unfollowing, because it just keeps dropping. Like, this character, this person's in line to play this character, and all this stuff, and I'm just like, I don't like. Kind of takes away the fun of going to the movies.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever for that.
Yeah.
I saw like a rumor for the Batman 2 that's like, Clayface is going to be a serial killer who takes his victims' faces and morphs them into his face. And I'm like, they're going to make Clayface into Leatherface? Like,
yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, so...
Why don't they just make it Zazz at that point?
Well, because Mr. Zazz, all he does is keep a tally on his body. He doesn't, like...
Yeah, but I don't know. That seems more in line of his kind of, like, just murdering people in that kind of fashion versus Clayface. But I guess, right, if they're trying to be more realistic, they can't have a giant clay monster.
That's the weird thing, too. Like, I know... Everybody is like, oh, it's like a super realistic world. It's like, okay, the first one was kind of that way, but there's also nothing in that movie that shows that you can't have like, I just disagree with the idea that like it wouldn't fit in. I think that was a story about because it was a story about the Riddler. Like, the Riddler's not a super character. The Riddler doesn't have power. It was a story about a character without, two characters without powers, Batman and the Riddler. That doesn't mean, you know, like, if they did like a, oh, it's Mr. Freeze, and suddenly Mr. Freeze is called Mr. Freeze because he just throws people in an ice chest when he's done with them. Like, that would be stupid. But, you know... I don't think the Batman universe could not have a Mr. Freeze that has an ice gun. So
yeah,
that's just me.
It's very, very bizarre. Well, another fun movie news: we have a release date for Maxine, Ty West's third film in the X Pearl, July 5th.
July 5th, baby, Maxine.
I need it here now.
Very excited for Maxine. And also, speaking of the Batman being moved, is that's when they're going to put the date, or that's when they put the date for Bride, the Bride of Frankenstein movie. With the cast of that movie is stacked.
That is fat stack.
I got to pull up the, it's Maggie Gyllenhaal movie. I think she's like directing it. Oh, great. Of course, if I type in just Bride of...
Brings up the OG.
What?
It brings Bride up all the originals.
Frankenstein, Maggie Gyllenhaal. There we go. It's just called The Bride. Okay, it's got Christian Bale, Penelope Cruz, Annette Bening, Peter Sarsgaard, and Jesse Buckley. I'm not 100% sure what Jesse Buckley is from, but... that's quite a cast, though.
It's insane.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that one. I've never seen Maggie Gyllenhaal like do as a direct. Is this her first direct? Is this her first time directing?
I think this is her directing debut.
Oh no, it says latest directing effort.
Really? I gotta look this. I gotta look up what else she's directed.
I know. I've never seen anything she's directed, so maybe I'll have to.
Let's see. Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I'm getting it. Yeah. All right. Filmography.
The Lost Daughter was her only other one.
Oh, okay.
Which was 3 years ago.
Okay. Interesting.
I never saw The Lost Daughter.
I didn't either. And speaking of monster movies, they also started filming Wolfman.
Yeah, Lee Winnell's Wolfmanster.
Yeah.
I'm curious. My roommate and I, we were talking about that last night, and it's like, well, it has to be better than the Benicio del Toro one.
I think that movie's underrated. I haven't seen it in a while, but I feel like people give that movie too much crap.
I remember you and I went when it came out in theaters.
Mm.
And we came out being like, that was pretty good. Like, that was a good one. I haven't watched it since.
Okay. No, but I mean, it's Lee Whannell. So, and Lee Whannell is, I like his stuff. So.
Yeah.
For Wolfman.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, the only like more recent things I've been watching, like I text you already, but I saw Imaginary and very middle of the road, like generic Blumhouse kind of film.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea. I don't know. I feel like if I had like a checklist of like a Blumhouse checklist, everything you would find in a Blumhouse horror film, it just is there. Plus, it just felt like they were really trying to, I hate to say it, build for Hollywood Horror Nights 2024 because they needed an attraction for that.
Yeah. Well, they also have, I mean, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire comes out this week, so they could do something with Ghostbusters for Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah. I will say... The giant, they did have one practical monster in it that was really cool. Like I actually liked
the picture of it. It's like the teddy bear. Right?
Yeah, it's Chauncey. Chauncey the bear. Okay. Then I also saw like a behind the scenes footage of the guy in the bear suit. I'm like, okay, a little bit. But I think the idea of having your imaginary friends coming are not really imaginary, but they're like some sort of spirits that come and take you away and try to murder you. I like the idea, but it just felt very cut and dry. Just like that. Mm. We got a movie out.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, I forgot Ghostbusters was this weekend.
Yeah. I'm probably going to go see it. I'm not like super excited for it, but
go to a Regal theater so you can get the Ghostbusters popcorn bucket.
You know there's no Regal theaters here or
AMC. I know, But you could get, but find a way. It's a proton. It's one of the catch.
I've seen the ghost trap one, and there's also a Slimer one.
Yeah.
So you can, his mouth is wide open and the popcorn goes in his mouth.
I've never understood the appeal personally for those kind of popcorn buckets.
Nah.
They are cool. Well,
except for the Dune 2 one.
Well, yeah. There's a very, yeah, I kind of want the Dune 2 one for scientific reasons.
Did you see the meme of the guy that went to the movie theater and he was holding his popcorn bucket and his shirt said, "I'm just here to fuck the popcorn bucket"?
Yeah. And he's like, "What?" There's like one, there's another thing I saw. He's like, he has the Dune, he's like, "One ticket for Madam Web, please." And he has and he's like, "I would like the Dune popcorn bucket with extra butter, but hold the popcorn."
Oh God. Oh, Madam Web.
Oh, that movie.
Were you the one that sent me the thing that was the
list?
Was the guy that was like, "Here's a list of things."
Yep, that was me.
One of these things did not happen in Madam Web, and it was like
trick question. Four. All of these happened,
and it was all unbelievably stupid. Like,
it's insane. Like all the Spider Women only show up as in costume in flash dreams. Forwards in dreams. Yeah. And like, Peter Parker is born but not named. The evil Spider-Man gets crushed by a Pepsi sign. Also run over by Madam Web's car twice.
God. Oh.
They did not think this movie through.
No, apparently not. I actually watched a movie this weekend that I wasn't sure I was going to watch, but then enough people were like, "Actually, that was pretty good." And then I watched it and I didn't think it was pretty good. I watched Wonka.
Ew.
Here's the thing. A lot of people that I know, a lot of people went, "You know, I didn't like those trailers, but I saw it anyway. And it was actually pretty good."
That's what I've heard.
And here's the thing. It's weird. It's very try hard is my biggest problem. That actually is my biggest problem with it, is it's just very try hard. It wants you to like it really bad, and it does a lot of weird, goofy, like, anybody that doesn't want this movie spoiled, just skip ahead a little bit, but I know Justin won't care. Like, Keegan-Michael Key, who I don't like at all. I can't. Every time I see him in a movie, I'm like, why do they keep hiring this guy? He plays the chief of police who gets bribed with chocolate and over the course of the movie steadily gets fatter because he's eating so much chocolate that in like a month he gains like 200 or 300 pounds or something like that. And also there's a bunch of monks and a priest that are chocoholic monks and priests that guard the chocolate surplus supply of the three guys in the chocolate cartel that want to keep Willy Wonka from opening a chocolate factory.
I hate everything that just came out of your mouth.
Rowan Atkinson plays a priest who is addicted to chocolate, who protects the chocolate cartel's extra chocolate because they keep chocolate scarce so that they can not, you know, so that, what else? Oh, the music's not very good. And it's just, it's, but also at the same time, like, it kind of wants to be good. Like, there's parts of it, like, I was kind of surprised by Hugh Grant as the Oompa Loompa. He was kind of good. Do I think they should have just hired a little person instead of having Hugh Grant be a digital Oompa Loompa? Yeah, but also he's only like 2 feet tall in the movie or something like that. So they probably couldn't have, they obviously didn't want like a 4 foot tall Oompa Loompa. They wanted a 2 foot tall Oompa Loompa. Fine. Timothée Chalamet is okay, but like he's not sarcastic and creepy and
he's angry. Not what Wonka's supposed to be.
No, he's a little bit too happy and hopeful. Like, and I get this is an early Willy Wonka story before he's even built the chocolate factory. So maybe something happens to him in the meantime that turns him into that character. But also, like, he's magic, which I never 100% got the sense that Willy Wonka was magic, but he has a top hat. He has a top hat in this movie that he just pulls like an entire tea set out of that already has hot tea in the pot.
Yeah, nah.
It's what else? No, it's just it's weird. I like I said, it really try hard. It tried hard, but it almost tried too hard.
Like, okay.
I feel like it needed to pull back on something, but I can't put my finger on exactly what it needed to pull back on.
Everything.
A little bit. Like, I don't know. It's just, it was a movie that I was like, it's almost there.
I don't know. I was
a weird feeling.
Yeah. You know? I was contemplating watching it a couple times, but I was just like, I have better movies to watch or shows. And like the only things I ever seen was the scene where he does the it's chocolate song,
mm-hmm.
where everything where like every chorus like rhymes with chocolate, and it's the stupidest fucking thing. And then
yeah,
and then the Hugh Laurie Oompa Loompa song where he talks about where he was banished because Wonka took, and I'm just like, this is stupid. I don't want to watch this.
Like I said, it tried just a little too hard to be weird. There's a scene where he has to go milk a giraffe to get milk for his chocolate. Because he doesn't make his chocolate with cow's milk. He makes it with giraffe's milk. And I'm like,
of course.
I'm like, that's the try hardness of it.
Yeah.
I know it's supposed to be like whimsical and he makes all these candies out of weird stuff and whatever. But that's just that little extra bit of try hard when it's like, let's go milk a giraffe.
That's a Skittles commercial.
Oh, a little bit. Yeah. Oh, and finally, just one more thing. The visual effects needed like a second pass. Like,
yeah.
I'm not totally anti-CGI, but when you have the ability to build a real set, like,
do it.
Yes. Like, I can tell that thing that they're supposedly riding on or whatever, or standing on, is an effect. And we know visual effects can be good. I saw that Godzilla movie that won the award for best visual effects. That Godzilla looks like they hired actual Godzilla to be in their movie. It's fantastic.
So good.
You know, so like, it's not like visual effects can't be good.
Yeah, it's people. It's just I've been really into this new series on Hulu, okay. Shogun.
Okay.
It's really cool. It takes place in 1600s Japan. A pirate, a British pirate, gets like picked up by samurai. And it's like this whole feudal Japan, like everyone's like corrupting and like fighting each other. And this one Englishman shows up and he's like, yeah, the English are like with these members of the Japanese government to put up churches in feudal Japan that you don't know about. It's I don't know. It's hard to describe without giving too much away in terms of like, also, it's hard for me to describe because I feel like I sound like a madman trying to say names of anything in this show. And I get sense. People convinced. Yeah. But it's like five or six episodes in. It's really good. I don't know. It's just like very, like, it's a very, I don't know. I've been going through a whole phase lately of samurai and like Japanese style kind of shows. And it's just good. It's good television.
Might have to check that out because we just watched the Guy Ritchie series, The Gentleman, on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. It's, you know, a British guy inherits his dad's money and his title of lord, and finds out that his brother was in serious debt with some coke dealers, and also that his dad made most of his money because he allowed a huge pot growing facility on his land. And so this guy just kind of gets swept up in the crime and drug world after inheriting all this money and stuff. It's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah, it's worth checking out. There's a great scene. I won't talk too much about it, but where one of the guys has to dress up as a chicken. And it's just overall just a really well-acted, really done scene, because he's dressing up as a chicken because somebody else wants to embarrass him. And it doesn't, it all kind of gets messy from there. So,
all right.
Yeah. I think that one's worth checking out. So
nice, nice.
Also been watching a boatload of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Really? I could not get into that show.
I didn't love the first season. Like, I watched the first, I got a few episodes into the first season and went, this is the show everybody says is really great. Like, it just wasn't, but it's one of those shows. And this is one of the things that doesn't happen very much anymore. Got better. And kept
getting better.
And it's like, man, this is why too many shows get canceled too fast now. First seasons sometimes aren't great.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, I know of it and stuff. But I just, that's Larry David, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've watched like an episode. I think I've seen an episode. And I'm just like, eh, it's not really my kind of thing.
Sure.
Maybe I might get around. I did watch
it. About The Office.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God, The Office. I did watch a docuseries on Netflix called Wrestlers.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool. It's basically you follow WWE wrestler Al Snow as he started his own wrestling school for like OVW. So you kind of watch wrestlers like go in and out of that place, and as they try to stay afloat for like certain, like for their like wrestling season and stuff. Really cool show.
Huh.
Plus, I love Al Snow. So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Trying to think of what some of the other news has been recently.
Ooh, King Kong is a Green Lantern.
Oh yeah, the Godzilla versus Kong versus the Justice League series is still. Oh, that's
it's
right.
Last issue comes out soon, but it's like there's a photo I saw. It's funny. I haven't read any of it yet. I have the entire series, but I haven't read it. I'm like, I'll wait till I get the whole thing, then I'll read it. But I saw like one of the variant covers is Green Lantern Kong,
and I'm just like, that,
that's hilarious.
It's amazing. I saw that. That's so good. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you about. Speaking of reading things, I read a book that I did not expect would be amazing.
Is this another one of those Dr. Squatch books?
No. But it is a book by Chuck Tingle. Now, for anybody that doesn't know, Chuck Tingle is an internet personality who is best known for his erotic, strange books. Actually, I'm going to bring up Chuck's Instagram so I can read some of the... Chuck has been around for a bit, and Chuck is known for... Okay, he released one on St. Patrick's Day. This is the name of it. Pounded by this handsome, sentient four-leaf clover on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
That's one of them. The Butt Pounder of the Opera. One. Roses are red, violets are blue, and both of them pound me bisexually for Valentine's Day. Chuck, also, nobody knows what he looks like. Chuck wears a pink sack on his head that says love is real, and he wears a pair of sunglasses. But I did not read any of Chuck's interesting... internet books like the masterpiece Pounded by the Hanukkah Gelt I won playing dreidel that I thought I'd never eat, but now I'm seeing in a whole new light because it's 2 a.m. and I'm hungry. No, I read Chuck's debut actual for real for serious horror novel called Camp Damascus.
Okay.
And it blew me away.
Yeah.
For a guy that writes all so many more of those books, like Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt is another one of his titles and stuff like that. He writes just weird gay erotica, and that's what he's been known for. This was a legit for real horror book that was about a gay conversion therapy camp.
Okay.
And this town that was built around this gay conversion therapy camp, and how this whole town is super religious. And the main character has stuff start happening to her involving some demons. And that's about all I want to say, because I want people to actually go read this book.
All right.
Seriously. Like, I don't want to give it away because there's some mysteries involved and stuff like that. But it's about what it's really about in the end is it's about religious trauma, religious abuse, the horror of the very existence of gay conversion therapy to try to get gay people to be straight. And I couldn't believe it was that good. Like, I ripped through it and I was like, I can't believe that a guy who, you know, wears the pink sack on his head and writes masterpieces online with titles like The Physical Manifestation of Canceled Plans Gets Me Off Because Deep Down I Kind of Didn't Want to Go. Actually, now I kind of want to read that one. That's a great title.
That's an amazing title.
No, and so
most of the other ones sound like they were written by Butters.
I know. So Camp Damascus, and I actually have an advanced copy of his next horror book, Bury Your Gaze. And so I'm going to be reading that and doing a review of it that I'm going to post on the Atomic Geekdom website.
Nice.
So, Pounded by the 5-star rating I gave my own book because I think I did a good job and I deserve it. No, but seriously, this book is so good. He got a Hugo. He got nominated for a Hugo Award. Yeah, for Camp Damascus. So I want everybody to read it. I think it's a really good horror book.
So. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Hey, you're that what in my asshole kid. That's what in the butt, sir.
What in the butt, sir. Oh, I love how most of them start with pounded in the butt.
Yes. It's all I can think about is the boys making the like scrotum booger balls.
In the butt. Pinch.
Peach, you're going to jail.
I watched that episode yesterday for St. Patrick's Day.
So fucking funny.
You.
You like the wear? You like it when I'm not wearing green? You need a pinch. You sick son of a bitch.
It's so funny. Oh, so good.
It's amazing. I already have my advance ticket for Kong X Godzilla or whatever, like the new Empire.
That's 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks.
Nice.
I'm seeing it next Saturday.
Nice. I'm going to have to go.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect, but it's going to be interesting.
Oh, it definitely is. Those trailers keep getting, and the little spots I keep seeing, they're all just wicked. Wicked something.
Oh, there's something all right.
Oh,
which, man, is hilarious because there was like a sit down. I watched the thing where Adam Wingard and the director of Godzilla Minus One sat down and was talking about just Godzilla in general. And like Adam Wingard's like, our two films are vastly different. And it's like, You think?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But one of them is very much like that late 60s bizarro kind of Godzilla time.
Yeah.
Manila era.
Goddamn Manila.
I'm surprised that's a character Legendary hasn't used yet. They've used everything else.
No, they still have a whole bunch of characters they haven't used yet. Like, there's so many. But like, but Manila, if they chose Manila over a whole bunch of the other ones, I'd be shocked.
That's true. I mean, they have.
I say that now, and then Manila shows up in the post credits of this movie.
Well, they've used Rodan, Ghidorah,
Mechagodzilla, Mothra.
So, yeah, I suppose they could. I know Godzilla versus Biollante was one movie, but they could use Biollante.
Oh, they could have used so many of these. Gigan.
Oh, Gigan. Yeah, that's
a Megalon. One. Like,
Megaguirus.
They could have done that. There's so many. That's why, I talked. Anguirus. Yeah. I was talking with someone, and we've talked about it before. It's just it's the threat level doesn't feel that big. It feels like it's on a decline because you went from Godzilla himself, then the King Ghidorah. Then the Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah.
And now Scar King.
Well, and a whole army of giant apes as well.
But we don't really see the other apes fight yet.
That's
true. Unless they're holding off. And it's just Scar King with his bone whip.
That's true.
Which is what I call my penis. What?
Oh, yeah. And, they could have Space Godzilla.
I keep waiting for Space Godzilla. I'm like, that would be the next logical step.
Man, we pick a little bit on this Godzilla X Kong movie, but man, Godzilla versus Space Godzilla, Godzilla giant all out monsters attack, Godzilla Tokyo SOS.
Those are classics. Classics.
They are classics, but they're bonkers, man.
Yeah, especially I remember when you and I sat down to watch Godzilla versus Mothra versus King Ghidorah all monsters attack. Whereas Ghidorah, Baragon, and Mothra versus Godzilla.
Yep. Oh, man. Remember Godzilla used to have this attack? Maybe it was only in one movie. It might have only been where, Godzilla went up on his tail and,
flew, basically?
Yeah, he basically, went up on his tail and then just slid somehow and kicked with his feet.
Yeah, that was Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, I think.
That's right.
Nobody's
allowed to talk shit about these Legendary movies.
No, that was Godzilla versus Megalon, because Jet Jaguar was the one holding Gigan back. Well, Godzilla did that weird flying kick. And also, when Godzilla uses atomic breath to fly, just curls up
Yeah, no one's allowed to talk about how weird and bonkers and over the top these Legendary movies
are. Yeah.
What's the one? Was it Tokyo SOS that is the one that has, or is that no? It's Final War that has the American Godzilla from the
Final Wars.
Final Wars,
where he has 3 seconds. Godzilla throws and blows him up.
Yep, that's a bonkers movie too. Yeah. Final Wars.
Yeah, King Caesar is using Anguirus as a soccer ball and while doing parkour.
Right. King Caesar is a bizarre one.
I want him back.
I'd be fine.
It's just a giant dog.
It is. Oh, a giant lion dog thing.
Yeah.
I'd be down with that. See a little bit more of King Caesar. That'd be fun.
Just go back and have Godzilla versus this Ebra, the giant lobster, did was play volleyball.
There's room for both. Toho can keep making movies like Godzilla Minus One.
Legendary goes the kooky route.
Yes, we could have the best of both worlds.
It would be great.
There's very few Godzilla movies I don't like.
I think of the ones the one that always comes to mind that I I have them all and I despise one. For sure. And that's God's, oh God, why am I keep All Monsters Attack.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just the little kid keeps having dreams that he's with baby Godzilla, and it's all about bullying.
Yeah. That one's pretty, a couple of the earlier ones with Mothra are really rough too.
Yeah.
Sit through the twin, the little tiny twin fairy.
Their song slaps though.
It does, but they're tough movies to sit through a little bit. But
hey, did you ever watch the Rebirth of Mothra series?
No.
I gotta find them. I need to own them because I don't know why. I had them at one point, but I must have lost it. But they're three. It's like basically they are Mothra meets the Goonies meets Captain Planet. So like
what?
Yeah, the Mothra fights like giant monsters, but it's all about like protecting the Earth from pollution.
God,
where there's like a giant sea creature that turns into just a thick version of King Ghidorah.
Oh,
and like
wow.
there's an evil fairy that's like there's an evil little fairy that's like the sister of the other two that rides around on an evil moth. It's
wow.
Yeah.
That's something,
all right. And then Mothra, I think in the third movie, Mothra becomes like a mech. Like okay. Just transforms into like a shiny mech version.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, like you dipped it in like if you dipped Mothra in like plastic, like a It's the funniest shit.
I'll never forget being with you when you bought that Mothra larva figure that basically just looks like a turd.
Yep. Yes. I can't wait to bring over all those figures.
Yeah.
So I still funny. Have to get my hands on like an SH Monster Arts of minus one version.
They're so expensive. Expensive though.
All of them are expensive.
I know. Why is SH stuff so expensive? Because they're also not very big or anything.
But they come with so much sometimes.
I know. I'm just sad that there's no less expensive company with the Godzilla license right now.
Yeah.
NECA had the Godzilla license for a long time and made some decent Godzilla figures.
They did. Right now, my whole thing with them is I think I told you, or maybe not. I now have, completed the NECA Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Universal Monsters mashups.
Nice.
So I know there's two more coming at some point, but like the two latest ones were like Raph as the Wolfman and Leo as the creature. So I'm assuming there's another Mikey and Donatello coming at some point. It's just real bad how much I want to go and buy things. Like I need to go and get my hands on the rest of the Slipknot Funkos at some point.
Yeah, same. What am I trying to think of? McFarlane has a new Alice Cooper figure.
Mm-hmm. Part of his Movie Maniac line.
Yeah, they have, well, no.
No, Music Maniac.
Yeah, but this one's like it actually has joints, unlike the Movie
Yeah.
That's kind of exciting. I like that.
I kind of want that Plastic Man Build-A-Figure set. It's just cool.
I don't care about Plastic Man like at all. So
I like Plastic Man as a character. That's beyond it though. Like it's like, yeah, cool. But I also really like the Green Lantern, Aquaman.
I like the Green Lantern.
Superman.
Yep.
But it's just really funny to me that they were like, nah, Plastic Man as a Build-A-Figure, which makes no sense.
It makes some sense, I guess, but...
Oh, if he was bigger than the other ones, but he's the same size.
Yeah, but he's got, like, his extendy limbs and...
True.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, between the, like, he's been putting shit out, like, on a daily basis. He should just calm down for a moment.
Yeah, I'm seeing let's see, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I hear Immaculate might be good, actually.
It played here at South By.
Yeah.
And from what I understand from the people I know that did see it, everyone says it's really good.
Yeah.
Minus one person that I know that was like, it fell apart halfway through.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. There was a trailer for, I don't know if you saw it, but the trailer for the new Crow movie reboot.
I didn't watch the trailer. I saw everybody's reactions to the new trailer. Here's the thing.
Not a fan.
I've never seen the first Crow, the original The Crow.
Yeah.
But everybody's treating it like it's some sort of like beloved masterpiece. And I'm like, did people really like this movie? Like, is it really some sort of huge beloved movie? Because it doesn't seem.
Oh, okay. So here's what I'll tell you, because I'm in the minority. I think The Crow is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember much. I've seen the movie once in my life, and I thought the movie's fine. Okay. Like, if you were to ask me anything about it now, couldn't tell you. I'm just like, nah. But I think it was because it was part of a movement for like the goth emo kids or something like that. I don't know for sure. I could be completely wrong on this. But the new Crow trailer, from what I saw, yeah. But from what I saw and blindly going into the Crow remake trailer, it looks like they just tried really hard to make Bill Skarsgård into a Joker knockoff.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures and stuff.
I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
But also, yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those movies that I'm like, I have no interest. I don't know if anybody else does either at this point.
I'll watch it at some point, but I'm not going to be like rushing out to theaters to see it or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be on like digital like 4 weeks after release.
Probably. Everything is these days. So
it's nuts. Like Poor Things is now on Hulu, which Hulu, I don't know.
Watch that.
I want to watch it. I just haven't found the time to.
Same.
Yeah. But I've heard good things about that. But I was shocked that was like already in out of theater. Well, it's still sort of in theaters, but it's already on streaming. And I'm just like, shit.
Well, there was a poll out recently about movie theaters that most people would prefer to watch movies at home.
I understand to an extent. I like going to, I personally like going to the movies because I like the atmosphere. I like seeing things on a bigger screen. But I also can appreciate, because I know during COVID when they started dropping movies like on streaming services instead, like it was more convenient. Like there's pros and cons to both.
Yeah. I can't find the article. I can't remember who put it out, but it was basically just like, you know, most people would just prefer to wait these days. So
I won't fuck that noise.
Yeah. They keep that. Well, I don't care about, I actually am a person that doesn't care about the movie theater experience that much. I go to the movies in the theater just because that's the way I can see movies I want to see the fastest.
Yeah.
If there was day and date at home, I probably wouldn't go to the movie theater. I'd probably watch it at home.
I think it would depend on the movie for me. Like if I feel like it will be worth, like Godzilla Minus One, if that was a day, like if that was an option, I'd be like, no, theater. Cause that needs to be on something, but like maybe Poor Things, I would be like, yeah, I can, if it was like day one, I'd probably be more involved with, be more likely to watch it at home than go out.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are that too, where they want to see the big movies at the theater and wait for the little ones at home. Which I know doesn't necessarily help little movies get made.
So
that's a problem.
Yeah. But lately I've been finding myself going to the movie theaters for older movies.
A lot of that going on. I saw they're re-releasing the Muppet movie in June.
Yep, Muppet movies in June. I recently just went and saw the Army of Darkness on 35 millimeter, which was a lot of fun.
Very cool.
I just got a ticket to see Clerks on the big screen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so can't wait for that. I have a list
You're
of
right
like
there this... by an Alamo Draft House, right?
I'm next to like three of them.
Yeah, they do that. They do a lot of those older movies on the big screen.
Yeah, so like I'm seeing as of right now one of them, but like I'm seeing Clerks, Once Upon a Time in the West, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Wow.
And then next month they're having Jennifer and Mark. Next month they are doing what is called WrestleMania, where they're just showing a bunch. There's like a weekend where they're showing Kurt Russell movies.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so I'm seeing Bone Tomahawk.
Okay.
Which is a nutty horror film, a horror country, horror
western.
I'm guessing
western. They're showing like Escape from New York.
I can tell you the list actually. I know Escape from New York's one of them. Rent car used cars is one of them.
Huh.
Guardians 2.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like I thought they were gonna do The Thing, but I guess they aren't because they just did it recently.
Yeah, I was gonna say, didn't they just have a re-release of The Thing recently?
Yeah, the Death Proof. It's like five or six movies that are like Kurt Russell movies that they picked out. Oh, Big Trouble in Little China.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I can't go to all of them, so I chose the one that I think would be the most interesting, which is the brutal Western horror ones.
Yeah, still haven't seen that one.
I really enjoy it.
Might have to look that one up on Tomahawk.
I think it's on Prime.
Cool. Might have to give that one a shot.
Yeah. I am also seeing next week, next Tuesday, I'm seeing a horror movie called Late Night with the Devil.
I want to see that. The trailer looks good.
Yeah, like David Dalsmalchian like runs like a late night talk show and just weird shit happens.
Yep, that one looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm stoked for that. And I'm probably gonna see Immaculate next week.
Yep.
So yeah, there's stuff coming out. We're starting to get like a lot of stuff is coming out, but it's more or less like. Mostly just a lot of stuff, but who knows how much subject matter's in it.
Sure. And I, let's see, I'm going to look at what's coming soon just cause there is a lot of interesting stuff. Like we already talked about, Immaculate, Godzilla vs. Kong. They're doing, so many re-releases. Spirited Away, Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes comes out this year. The Garfield movie, Furiosa. Inside Out 2. Deadpool versus Wolverine. A re-release of The Neverending Story. Oh, God. Kraven the Hunter comes out. I keep forgetting that's a thing.
That's actually happening.
Yeah. Keep forgetting all about that, mostly because I don't care, because I didn't care about Madam Web either, and from the sounds of things I was right to. I think that's all I got for this time around. I know we missed probably a bunch of stuff, but
we always like it's we're as we start getting more and more into earlier and earlier stuff, there's we're starting to get to the point where we're starting to see more things are coming around.
Yeah. Need to actually remember stuff when I am that too.
I know I need to start writing more stuff down because, this coming, what is this? Today this is the 18th. Wednesday is the first two episodes of the X-Men series.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. And if we're going to be talking about TV, there is going to be another season of Black Mirror, which is very exciting.
We'll see. The last season wasn't that interesting to me for like majority of it.
Yeah, it had some ups and downs. So I guess we will find out, won't we?
Yeah. I need more damn video games to come out, because I think in a couple of days that new South Park game is coming out, and I watched some footage of it, and it looks fine. I just don't like the idea that's like there. That's just like it's like you can play. It's better to play online with your friends, and the art style's weird, and I don't know. It's just I watched Matt Stone play it while talking to people about how they're going to keep adding more South Park references, but basically, I don't know. It's not necessarily live service. I think unlike the Suicide Squad game where they just keep adding episodes and stuff, I think this is just, they're probably just going to patch in new things that are going to be free. I don't know, but not like missions and stuff.
Don't like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to wait and see what people think of what people say about it, because I still think it'll be a fun game to play. Maybe. I don't know.
Probably a good call. Wait and see what other people think.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, and that does it for this time then.
Word. Now to go find some porn, better Pornhub sites. I mean,
gonna have to send it to you the old-fashioned way in the mail.
Yeah,
The Two Broke Geeks podcast is a production of Two Broke Geeks Entertainment and is part of the Atomic Geekdom Network. If you have not already subscribed wherever you get your podcasts, please do so. It really helps us out. Also, what really helps us out is if you could leave us a review. We really do appreciate it. Find us online on Facebook. Just look for Two Broke Geeks. Find us on Instagram, 2BGPod, and on Twitter at 2BGPod. Find Atomic Geekdom online at AtomicGeekdom.com or on Twitter at Atomic Geekdom. Thanks.
Oh, it's over. It's over.